This hour is breaking news. CNN has learned that U.S. intelligence officials gave U.S. senators a highly classified briefing this autumn, warning that Russia is engaged in a years-long campaign to shift the blame for the 2016 election meddling here in the United States away from Moscow and onto Ukraine. During this week's impeachment hearings, House Republicans repeatedly blamed Ukraine for election meddling. The president does exactly the same thing. Let's talk about this and more with former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. He also served as CIA director during the Obama administration, as well as White House Chief of Staff to President Clinton. Mr. Secretary, thanks so much for joining us. So what's your message to those Republicans, including the president, who continue to promote this debunked conspiracy theory that it wasn't Russia, it was Ukraine who interfered in the election?
I think it's really important for the president and the Republicans and the Democrats, for that matter, to think seriously about what is in the interests of the United States of America when it comes to our national security. And what is in the interests of our national security is the intelligence that we have that makes very clear that Russia is an adversary, and their primary goal is to undermine the United States of America. And that if there are those in this country who basically peddle the Russian effort to develop this conspiracy theory about the Ukraine, which everyone, including our intelligence people, have made clear does not have 1 ounce of truth to it. But if people keep repeating that, all they're doing is basically fulfilling the objective that Russia and Putin are trying to achieve, which is to hurt America.
Dr. Fiona Hill, the former top Russia expert of the National Security Council, slammed that theory as fictional during her sworn testimony. She said the president's actions, in effect, were helping Russia right now. Are Republicans, Mr. Secretary, advancing Russia's interests?
I think the biggest problem that I see is that what we're missing, and I realize the focus has been on the impeachment issues, but what I see as a greater concern, very frankly, is that the president and those who would support some of the things this president does are really undermining our strength as a country in terms of our national security. Fiona Hill touched on this, and I think it's something we've got to pay attention to, that while we're focused on the issues in the impeachment, the reality is this president is not protecting the Ukraine from the threat that Russia constitutes to the Ukraine. This president has basically betrayed our own allies in Syria, has handed Syria to the Russians and to Iran. And just today, frankly, Wolf, is something that concerns me a great deal. This president, even though he talks about our national defense and the strength of our national defense, this president is undermining the discipline of our military by basically saying to those that have violated laws in the military that he's going to support them, which undermines the most essential ingredient of our national security, which is military discipline. He's undermining that. So these are things I think we need to pay attention to because they relate to the very security of our country.
It's been clearly a very historic 2 weeks here in Washington, Mr. Secretary. You served in Washington a lot of different capacities. You were a member of Congress, served in the White House, the Defense Department, the CIA. Have you ever seen anything like this?
I think we all recognize that we're living at a time that I don't think any of us anticipated we would see, where this president, we have a president of the United States who engages in just multiple lies about what's happening, not only in this country, but abroad, that is undermining our national security and that does not embrace any of the values that I think all of us thought were so important to the President of the United States in terms of the truth and in terms of the moral boundaries that presidents should abide by. I think this is a critical moment for all of us in this country. And I say that not just to Democrats, but to Republicans and independents and everyone in this country. This is a critical time because the danger I see is that rather than bringing this country together, rather than bringing the parties together, what this president is doing is badly dividing this country. And he deliberately is trying to divide this country. And if the Republicans embrace that division, and all we wind up doing is developing this kind of partisan warfare that we've seen time and time again, this country is going to pay a serious price, and our children are going to pay that price as well. This is a time to govern this country. It's not a time to attack the very values that make this country great.
Mr. Secretary, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be with you.
We're going to have much more on the breaking news coming up. House Democrats will spend Thanksgiving week writing their report spelling out the case for multiple articles of impeachment against the President of the United States. The breaking news in the wake of House impeachment hearings in which Republican lawmakers repeatedly asserted Ukraine tried to meddle in the 2016 election. CNN has now learned U.S. intelligence officials gave American senators a highly classified briefing this autumn warning that Russia is engaged in a years-long campaign, a plot to shift the blame for the 2016 election meddling away from Moscow and onto Ukraine. Let's discuss with our experts, our analysts, our correspondents. All right, Gloria, I want you to listen to some of the Republican statements.
There is ample evidence of Ukraine having engagement and in.
You can now watch CNN's Five Things on Max. Each weekday, Kate Baldwin breaks down the five essential news stories in 5 minutes or less. She'll get you up to speed and on with your day. CNN's Five Things with Kate Baldwin, streaming weekdays exclusively on Max.